Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone here on the program, visiting today with Jim Houston, who is a Catholic deacon and a part of the Deacon Council Recruitment Committee. We want to talk a little bit about how someone would go about that. How would they go about becoming a deacon? What is a deacon? What is expected? There is a meeting that's coming up here fairly soon in Atlantic for folks to learn a little bit more about that, and we wanted to maybe answer a few of those questions here early and see if we can plant that seed. Jim, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Just fine, thank you very much.
You know, you've got a great first name.
You're not bad yourself. All right. I want to talk a little bit about coming up on October 24th at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic. There's going to be an opportunity for folks to learn a little bit more about the process involved in becoming a Catholic deacon. First of all, what is a deacon?
Well, a deacon is a member of the Catholic clergy. You know, we have the bishop, the priest, and the deacon. So we all share in the same ordination. You know, we have different duties, different things that we can do, but we are all ordained into the church.
And is there a certain type of person that you're looking for who might be called to this type of service?
Well, typically a deacon is a man of good standing within the faith. He's involved in his church. You know, he's doing quite a bit of, you know, ministry work, whether it be with maybe the Knights of the Columbus or he's visiting the sick. He's doing work of charity, and, you know, he's practicing his faith to the best of his ability. Many times the men are married. You know, they have families. Sometimes they've got young kids. Sometimes they've got old kids. It's just a real blend of who those men are.
And this is something that can lead to priesthood, or is this something that is helping to kind of bridge the gap and help out in addition to the parish priest?
Well, it's really not a road to priesthood. So there actually are two forms of deacon. There's a transitional deacon, which is what a priest goes through as part of his formation to priesthood. And then there's the permanent diaconate, which are the men that are permanently ordained to the diaconate. Now, can you go on to the priesthood? Yes, but it's very unusual. And actually, there was a priest out in your area, Father Dan Gaylor, that was ordained a deacon and then went back to seminary and became a priest. Now, he's now passed away, but he was north of you there a little bit.
Sure, sure. What are some of the things that would be expected from a deacon?
Oh, golly. You know, deacons are, you know, they're servant leaders. So the expectations are is that you don't always have to do the job yourself, but maybe you start something and get others involved in doing it. Or, you know, maybe you are ministering one-on-one to people. Or, you know, it's just, you know, deacons, every deacon you could think of probably has a different ministry that they do, because there's just so many within the church.
Is it the same in depending upon the diocese? We're here in the Des Moines Diocese here in Southwest Iowa, but is it the same? Are the duties and does it all look the same no matter where you go?
I think overall, yes. You know, certainly larger metro areas have, you know, different ministries than the rural communities do. But, you know, rural communities have those in need, whether it's, you know, those that need to be fed, or they, you know, they're homebound, or they're, you know, they're sick. If people are getting married. You know, there's all those ministries are the same wherever you're at. It's just probably a different scale.
Sure. Talk a little bit about that meeting coming up on October 24th, if you would, Jim. What specific types of things will folks learn about there?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the process. You know, we start out actually talking about kind of the history of the diaconate. You know, the diaconate was formed at the time of the apostles. You know, the first martyr, Stephen, was a deacon. So the diaconate has been around a long time. It phased out in the mid-centuries, and then it came back after Vatican II. So we talk a little bit about the history. You know, our first deacons in the Des Moines Diocese were ordained in 1972. So we actually have a deacon in Council Bluffs that was ordained 50 years ago. So we have a long history of deacons within the Des Moines Diocese. And then we go on and talk about the process. You know, it is a five-year process, you know, how the application works, how the inquiry stages work, you know, what the actual formal education is, you know, the academics, you know, the, you know, we're really kind of mean to them as we get going, how, as we start them out to, on their formation path. And that's being a little facetious, but we do make them work.
Well, is it a family affair then too? I mean, I know you're looking for Catholic men, but they certainly need the support of their families.
Absolutely. If the men are married, the wives are required to attend the first 2 years of formation, which is called aspirancy. So they are aspiring to go on to canonicity, and the wives are required to attend everything, and the wives have to really have a full buy-in. They give the men permission every step of the way to keep moving forward. And so they petition the church that, yes, I would let my husband go to the next step. And we really want the wives to grow together with the men.
Jim, can you talk a little bit about your own personal journey? How did you know that this was right for you and something that you should approach?
That's a great question. I remember sitting on a deck with a friend, and he told me, Jim, you'd make a great deacon. And I went, what's a deacon? And so it started out with really nothing, not an inkling. And then, you know, I kept hearing that call from different places. So I went to one of these information meetings, and at the time I said, well, we're not right, because we have our child was in high school, and you know, so it just wasn't ready. So we postponed it to the next formation, and then that call kept coming. You know, you'd be a good deacon. And, you know, my pastor said, yes, you'd be a good deacon. So we just kind of, we gently walked into it, truly letting the Holy Spirit guide us.
You know, so often we talk to priests about what made them want to be involved in the Catholic faith as well as a leader like in their role. And so often we hear about a calling, that there was a fire lit, the spiritual fire lit by the Lord. And do deacons often find that same type of motivation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it'll be different for everybody. I always say the Holy Spirit has a really stiff finger, you know, the pointer finger, and he just keeps pointing me in the chest. Says, Jim, I want you to do this, and other men will say that, and some will just say, no, I really have the calling. This is what I truly want to do. So it's a little different from everybody, and part of the discernment processing is figuring that out. Do I really have a calling, or is it just me saying I want to do it? Is it my ego saying it?
Sure. Sure. And I'm sure that's part of this gathering is about, is to help kind of figure those things out and if it's right for you. Will you be here for the event?
I will be.
Okay. So will there be a lot of personal sharing then too?
The informational meeting is a little bit of an overload, because we put a lot out to there, but then we've got several other deacon couples scheduled to be there. So we allow time to just, you know, if you got a question, personal question, you know, how does this work? We allow time for that.
Okay, this will be October 24th, again at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic. 6:30 is the time for that to begin. Jim, who is, it's in Atlantic, but it's not just for folks in Atlantic or Cass County, it's for anyone in the area?
Oh, anybody within the Des Moines Diocese can certainly attend. You know, whether you're from Council Bluffs or, you know, down south or whatever, it's an informational meeting for anybody within the diocese. We actually scheduled 8 all over the diocese. So there, you know, there's other ones. There's one coming up in Missouri Valley in November. So, I mean, we tried to get as many repetition as we could, so, you know, men could get to them, you know, depending on their schedules.
Okay, very good. Do they just show up, or would you like folks to let you know ahead of time?
If you can RSVP, that's great. If you don't, that's okay too. We're not going to hold you to it.
All right, very good. And if folks would like to know more, I know there's an email address here too. It's deacondesmoines@gmail.com that you can find out a little bit more and get in touch with folks through the diocese. Very good. Jim Houston, thank you so much for spending some time with us here today. Appreciate it. Hope you have a nice turnout and a great evening sharing.
All right, Jim, thank you very much, and I just hope you have a blessed day.